and live there. Wallow in it.
Tai.
Little.
Xiao. Xiao.
Older sister, young woman.
Jie. Jie.
Miss, little young woman.
Xiao jie. Xiao jie.
Yeah, like all the fucking, like, music industry fucking hijinks and bullshit that this song stirred up is really interesting, but I...
Wait a minute, man. Hey, check this out, man. It was this blind man, right? He was feeling his way down the street with this stick, right?
Yeah.
Hey, he walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped, he took a deep breath, he said... Woo! Good morning, ladies. You like that shit, man?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit, man.
Oh, you got a gang of that shit, man?
Hey, pull on the drum. Hey, everybody just crowd around the mic. I tell you all these motherfucking jokes I got, man. First, I'm gonna start off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy. Come on. Say, Coke 45 and 2 zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park, pet the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn, singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong. We sell tapes from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, blind through palm bells. Skating on Dayton rims.
This is bad.
So roll. Tapes of my CDs just don't the shit turned white. I thought to myself, Sheba, Sheba, got my ass looking like a zebra. I put on my clothes and I was on my way until a daddy pulled up in a Chevrolet. So I ran, I jumped out the back window, but a daddy, he was waiting with a 2x4. Oh, he beat me to the left, he beat me to the right. The motherfucker whooped my ass all night. But I ain't mad at a prejudiced dad. That's the best damn pussy I ever had.
Okay. Wait, what? Why did Tom Cruise sing Paradise City? What? This isn't real. This isn't. This isn't real, is it? Any of this? These buildings, my hands. Teleported to some kind of weird. Someone blow like some kind of drug dust in my face, and as a result, I'm freaking out, and I'm really laying in some gutter somewhere. Is that like what? Classify myself as pretty indifferent where Slayer is concerned. I don't know. I get that people are amped about Slayer all the time. Someone somewhere is looking at someone else and looks Slayer. I'm like, yeah, I guess. Effect of someone blowing their nose.
What's going on? What you doing tonight? 'Cause I wanna see what it's like. You decide, but we're going. mess up. Top hoes, hoes get the most. Not the least, I get to choose it. Lover, never fuck without a rubber. Never in the seats like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive presser. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the buck of $40 in the club. Fuck it up the.
Here we go. Yeah, this I'm sure this version will capture the intensity of the original just fine. Yes, the Judgment Night soundtrack is, it's the pivotal missing link, I think, that will help people understand how rap rock happened, why rap rock happened. I don't think I would have been in something that you could probably call a rap rock band if the Judgment Night soundtrack did not happen. And, you know, there's positives and negatives. About all that. Think of the Judgment Night soundtrack as like the reminder of the like potent modern reminder for people who were kids when Walk This Way came out. And then that happened and you're like, huh. I know a guy that can play the drum. Hey! Like the was it De La Soul and Teenage Fan Club? That was pretty good. But that whole thing's pretty good. Oh, good. Here we go. Yeah, the original. Oh no, this is the remix with Kendrick Lamar on it. That's a thing that needed to happen. Take this song 10 fucking times over fucking Radioactive. And I don't, that's not to say that I like this song per se, but ride your fucking bike. Light is green. Ride your bike. Light's green. Light's no longer green. Now you're going. Yeah, cool. Thanks. Well, at first on a bike really fucks things up there for a lot of people.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
dumb fucking dance music raps. Like, they're so fucking stupid. Like, that cadence. Da 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 da. Like, it's just so fucking dumb. And that's why it's fun to write, because it's so fucking terrible. It's like, no, I'm writing 8 bars of fucking garbage. Yes, get on the floor, yes, sweat, dance, clothes, what, you know, whatever. Clothes on the floor, yeah, sure, good, great. Ship it. Soundtrack is fine, but it's not necessarily something I want to listen to outside of the game. Wait, oh man, that didn't mean I wanted it to stop. Especially when it got to the 6 sacks.
Visit our footwear department where you'll find great products and slippers for the family.
I'm just going to put this on Spotify, huh? I'm just going to pitch this down and put it on Spotify.
Booties that are wide to keep your feet toasty warm and snug. Children's popular characters in slipper sock or sock top styles that they're sure to like. Mid step-ins and moccasins and many more styles to choose from. They make great holiday gifts too. And all.
And this album is called Kmart 1989 to 1992. Like they were trying to capitalize on the popularity but still somewhat obscure nature of the Kmart tapes. All right, okay. Doing stuff to them. Okay. All right. Okay. Unsurprising that someone went and did that with the Kmart stuff.
turn and Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, get streaming, get copying it. Find that freestyle. Where do I start? Where do I begin? Take you to Magaloo so you can tan that skin. Sipping on cocktails, don't worry about a thing. Bring your friends if you want to, that's a win-win. Like all day chilling in the sun, take you back to the apartment. Have a bit of fun vibing from the sunset to the sunrise. Popping champagne, survive, have a good time. Forget about the groupies on my phone line. When it comes to parties, I'm a tour guide. Calling me the go greatest of all time.
I don't believe this guy's. I don't
believe my name on the guest list. No asthma, but I'll leave you breathless. I can tell you're a bit restless. I told you to come party with me, I'm the bestest. Gotta keep an eye on me like 30 watt coming in.
Sounds like it's in the tank. It sounds. It does not sound like it is off the dome.
L'amour s'amène et nous parle pour il nous aime tous les deux. Sous les diamants des étoiles, quel magique univers. Mais dans cette romantique atmosphère, ça semble.
Danny. You know I still love Fortnite, but there's this new game, Apex Legends, and I'm not gonna let someone else write the anthem.
Gotta stake your claim Apex early, kid. Get this good SEO strat.
I'm in space. Face, red face, squad four, mopper bot. Apex Legends, fire Drake in a space. I'm in space. Face, red face, squad four, mopper bot. Gen X skin, flat line with the wingman. Wraith with the rift, jump out like I'm Jumpman. Caustic, caustic, hit the toxic knocks. I spit fire LMG in a loot box. Apex Legends fire Drake in a space walk. I'm in space. Bloody face, red face, squad four, mopper bot. Apex Legends fire Drake in a space walk. I'm in space. Bloody face, red face, squad four, mopper bot. Hit with 50, take that syringy. I'm sliding on by with the Zambi. Got that trio like amigo. Wingman like an eagle.
Fuck.
Shooting on the hill. Better find a rock. Oh, what a thrill. You cannot respawn. Apex Legends. You cannot respawn. Apex Legends. Fire Drake in a space. I'm in space. Face, red face, squad.
Did he just like load the game up week of launch and read as many words as he could read? And then formulate them into some kind of rap. Like, it's just, there's just no insight into the game itself here, and I'm frankly disappointed. There's a dude on MP3.com who wrote a song called StarCraft Brood War about StarCraft Brood War. It was fucking terrible. And you could write people fan mail on mp3.com, and we would just write it. We would write him and clown on him, and then eventually that led to the formation of Johnny Cocaine, the John Coke Project, recording diss raps at other mp3.com artists. The kid had a second song that he called, it was like, was he called it Star Wars something? It was like, just, it was the exact same thing. I'm just like, I'm going to try to write a song about something that's popular and see if I can get people to listen to it. And it was just fucking terrible. God, I wish I still had that fucking StarCraft fucking rap. All I remember is, I'm pretty sure the chorus was him saying, StarCraft Brood War Blizzard Entertainment. And I don't remember the rest of it. So I guess that's my story, is that this shit on Spotify ain't new. It's just, like, now people have an outlet that lets them put the music right alongside major label artists and all that other stuff for whatever that, you know, I don't know why that matters, but... The world's fucking weird, is what I'm saying.
forgive us our trespasses.
This album of like fucking scenes of audio, this whole album, there's just like scenarios wherein someone might make a fart noise and it would be embarrassing. Well, there you go. It says Pro Sound Effects Library. Like, what are you going to use that for? Like, oh, well, we got this sound of people getting on an elevator and then someone farts. Like, who's going to, what are you going to use that for? Slightly speed the song up because it gives it like a little bit of like artificial energy because you get used to it at one speed and you're like, oh yeah, like when a band, like you know, a lot of bands that are not like fucking, well, I don't know, yeah, like a lot of bands will play their songs slightly faster live because there's like some, well, it looks like some adrenaline associated with it, and you kind of just, it just kind of happens sometimes. Because you're not a disciplined band, you practice in your drummer's garage, and he's 16, and, you know, and whatever, and I think that's cool. I think it gives the songs some energy, so I like it when remixes do that. Fred Durst covers a song, he makes it his own.
Got to do it. What's love?
Ja Rule was more than just like a punchline. There you go, Ja Rule. Okay, yeah, man, yeah. Okay.
Once you talk too much, man, you're ruining my heart. I wanna lose the feeling, cause the roof is ceiling is on fire. You looking good for the getting, I'm a rider. Whether in a hoodie or a linen, a provider. You should see the theory of my women, and I'm filling it up. The squad stays filling the truck with chicks that's willing to tryst with us. You say you got a man and you're in love, but what's love gotta do with a little menage? After the party,
Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. He had a yellow cat who wouldn't leave his home. He tried and he tried to give the cat away. He gave it to a man going far, far away. But the cat came back the very next day.
What?
The cat came back. They thought he was a gun, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Give me a meow, go.
For my dogs!
Now the man around the corner swore he killed the cat on sight. So he loaded up his shotgun with nails and dynamite. He waited and he waited for the cat to come around. 97 pieces of the man is all that they found.
Good God, man.
The cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
That's the sound of the dog, baby.
Equal time for cats and dogs. That's what we believe in around here. I'm very confused by all of that.
All right, let's do this. All right, here we go.
Boom, headshot. Boom, headshot. Spin the album drop to life. Boom, headshot. Boom, headshot. Boom, headshot. Spin the album drop to life. Boom.
I step in the arena. I get my knuckles cracking. I try to keep it clean, but who knows what could happen. They say I know.
Fish food, which dude's fish food, a rich dude's fish food. I got an iPad, iMac body, and your mama sucks my wanna cuddle. Yeah, they wanna snuggle. I got the cute dad.
Can't make it. This is just, I mean, this is just this song.
Sometimes I feel I've got to.
It's just a good song. The song. I like this song. This is a good song. Okay, this is a good song. I don't think I like this song. I did like this song, but then we covered this song, and now I don't like this song anymore. The real danger, the real risk you run. All these cover artists out there don't realize that, like, oh, I like this song, we should do a cover of it. They're ruining it. They're ruining the song for themselves. Saying is that you employed Harlem Globetrotters-esque tricks to defeat Shaquille O'Neal in a game of one-on-one. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. Oh, God. Well, that's it for Thursday, right? Today's Thursday, right? It's tomorrow Friday? Okay. We can do this. We can do this. I'll see you in the morning.